Big man on campus, Dylan Mulvaney is looking for speaking gigs at universities. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 20, 2023. Trans influencer and biological male Dylan Mulvaney appears to be trying to cash in on his newfound infamy after sparking a national Bud Light boycott this summer by soliciting speaking gigs on college campuses. Booking speaking opportunities for the upcoming 23-24 school year and would love to come visit, Mulvaney told his 1.8 million followers in an Instagram story on Wednesday, according to a report by the New York Post. The trans influencer also included an email address for serious inquiries, before signing off with "Love ya." Notably, the Creative Arts Agencies, CAA, talent agency lists Mulvaney on its website as a speaker who can talk about topics like LGBTQIA+ advocacy, social media, and ironically, women's empowerment, among other things. Mulvaney, who claims to have transitioned from male to female in March of last year, was a frequent panelist, speaker, and podcast guest before gaining national infamy via controversy involving Bud Light. Earlier this year, Anheuser-Busch fell under fire after executives chose Mulvaney to advertise its Bud Light beer. "So, I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness, and I thought we were all just having a hectic month. But it turns out it has something to do with sports, and I'm not sure exactly which sport, but either way, it's a cause to celebrate," Mulvaney said in a bizarre video promoting the beer. Watch below. "This month I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it," Mulvaney added, before eventually signing off with, "Love ya. Cheers. Go team. Whatever team you love, I love too." After that, Bud Light Vice President of Marketing Alyssa Heinerschei took a leave of absence amid the beer's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, facing a major boycott that resulted in Bud Light losing its spot amongst America's top 10 favorite beer brands. As Breitbart News reported last week, Modelo Especial has topped Bud Light as America's top-selling beer for its second consecutive month in June. Recently, Costco customers have been saying the retail chain may stop restocking Bud Light after the emergence of something they call the Star of Death on product price tags. Meanwhile, Anheuser-Busch has lost more than $27 billion in market value. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.